Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 1st of July. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, how are you?
Well, here by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah, you had a right old day today. Yeah. I had to come and saw up a telegraph pole for you.
I know. Well, I was stuck on the A251.
You're stuck on me.
Stuck on the A251, Paul Andrews.
As you would be.
Where Sheldwich. Was I? Sheldwich, yeah. There's a spa there, actually. I probably should have checked in. That would have been better.
Yeah.
But you know when the traffic's just not moving, and then it got serious. It was 20 minutes and it wasn't moving, and people started turning round.
Right.
And then I thought, well, shall I turn round? Because after 20 minutes, I think I've invested 20 minutes of my life.
That's a clash number, isn't it?
Shall I turn round?
No, should I stay or should I go?
Should I say, tease. So I stuck my ground. But you know when eventually you sail past, there's nothing there.
No.
There's no reason.
No, I'd sawn it up, hadn't I? I'd sawn it up and flogged it.
Very diligent. There were a few open reach people there as well, but you did most of it, did you?
Yeah.
Most of the chopping up.
Yeah, I nipped out there, sawed up the telegraph pole and nipped back here while you were still sat there moaning.
That's probably why you ate the whole of my snap pea.
I ate the whole of one of your peas?
My snap pea.
What a blow.
Yes, my sugar snap pea from Riverford Organic.
Is that what they are, sugar snap?
Yeah.
I thought they were snow peas.
No,
what's the difference?
Well, they call them sugar snap peas.
Did I?
Turn your aircon off, boy.
Yeah.
But what you're supposed to do is top and tail them. What listener Paul Andrews did is just shove the whole thing in his mouth.
Roughage, darling, roughage.
Stalk and everything.
Yeah, roughage.
Couple of stalks.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Absolutely.
I'm talking to you, but not giving you eye contact, because I'm trying to watch the phone line in case it rings.
Yeah, our first guest is due to be ringing us from Barcelona.
Barcelona.
So we shall see, but that's not till about 1:15.
He is from Barcelona, you know.
He's not from Barcelona. He's Ray Del Mondo James, and he's from Romney Marsh.
Is he?
Yeah, near enough.
Love that. Now, how did he get that name from Romney Marsh?
What, Del Mondo?
Yeah. Have you made that up?
Yeah, that's our nickname for him.
Oh.
Anyway, enough.
Enough already.
I'll tell you what, we'd love to hear from you, listeners of Kent, and you can get hold of us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01-303-874-998, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but by far and away the easiest way to get a shout-out or a big-up. I've decided to have two classifications of this now, a shout-out or a big-up.
What's a biggie?
No, big-up.
What's a big-up?
Well, somebody asked me that, so I
think. Want to be a shouty and a biggie?
No, so somebody asked me that on Twitter earlier, so thinking on my feet, I came up with the following definitions.
Right.
A shout out is just a mention, and a big up is when you've got an event that you want me to publicise.
I think that.
In it.
I think the.
Because I'm with the youth.
In it.
Wicked. In
wicked.
It,
wicked.
Eh?
Cool.
Big up, shout out.
I think probably the big up is when I read from the top.
It could be.
Yeah. Because you tend to sort of gabble through them, don't you?
I do. Anyway, you can tweet me at VanillaWeb and we'll read them out. We'll either shout them out or big them up or both. We'll shout big them up.
Because next week we're going to be live, aren't we, on
next
B2B?
Week we are broadcasting live from the Kent Invicta Chamber business-to-business event at the Ashford International Hotel. And we're going to be talking to Tudor Price from the Kent Invicta Chamber later on today about that and loads of other things. But we, as always, for about our fourth consecutive year, I think, we will be doing an outside broadcast from Ashford.
Now, hopefully, people will bring me some goodies, because I will probably, as usual, be stuck on stand number
21,
while you swan around listening to all the speeches and the hobnobbing, and I end up just being on the stand all the time, don't I? So hopefully there'll be people come and see me.
You're the face of Channel Radio, Jules.
And you're the derriere.
Thank you.
Always just nipping round the corner.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'll tell you what, you read an email, I'll get the Twitter fired up.
Okay. I won't read from the Twitter then.
No, read from the emails.
But Lisa Settle is there. She's saying, hello, can I have a big up for our stand? I'm reading Twitter, sorry. Can't resist. For our stand at the Kent B2B.
I wanted her to read Twitter, really, which is why I asked for an email. See, I worked this out a long, long time ago. If I do the opposite of what I actually want, I get what I want.
You know me so
well. So read a tweet.
Yeah, so Lisa has said stand 70, she's on. I can't really read. These glasses don't work. Stand 70, I'm sure she says that. And that's Telcare.
We will come and say hello. Telcare, the telecommunications providers from over there on the Medway City Estate at Rochester, will be on stand 70.
70.
Stand number 7070 at the B2B event. If you've got a stand at the B2B event, why not tweet us and let us know what the stand number is, and we will give that a shout out too. We'll even give it a big up.
And who is our sponsor, Paul Andrews?
The sponsor for today's show is the lovely people at 166 Asbestos Surveyors.
The tall one.
Yeah, so a big thank you to Kevin Moorhen and the team at 166 Asbestos Surveyors for sponsoring today's Business Bunker show.
And they said that they would like a shout out then. So have we given him a shout out, or was that a biggie?
I just did, didn't I?
I think that was a biggie.
Yeah.
I think he's had a biggie.
I'll give you another shout out later on in the show.
Yeah. And Lisa, I'm sure the Telcare stand will have champagne on their stand. They normally do. So I might just pretend to you I'm going for a,
you just blagged
a
that.
Loo break.
You've just blagged that. Lisa had no intention whatsoever. And now, because you've announced it on primetime national, international mega radio,
yeah,
she's now obliged to turn up with a bottle of Prosecco or something
she
fizzy.
She always has a prize.
I have a bottle of fizzy squares in my fridge.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I might pop round.
Yeah, yeah.
It is my one weakness.
The fridge is bolted shut, though.
Yeah, but I can chew a bolt.
I know you can. If you can smell that there's drink somewhere within a half mile radius, you could chew your way through anything, really, couldn't you? To get
Squares is lovely.
Yeah.
Now Catapult Sales are saying hello, Rachel and Mike. I was invited to a barbecue from them, but
yeah.
I'm in Spain. I know, I'm in Spain.
Yeah.
And I said I was really sorry, but they're going to have another one for me.
Just for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's best, not to involve you in anything the rest of us are doing. Excuse me. Can you actually read an email rather than reading my tweet?
Oh, I've had a tweet from Laura Lawrence, our guest.
Yeah.
She's right next to me, and she says she's ready. She's ready, and I'm going to... Oh, there she is, look.
Oh,
she's
look,
done a selfie.
A little selfie.
A little
That's
selfie.
Lovely.
Lovely.
That's lovely. Tudor, isn't that nice?
Tudor's been a bit quiet, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, no, he's doing a selfie self-portrait.
Do you want me to read an email, Paul Andrews?
No.
You see, now you're sulking, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I am.
I'd like to actually just read out first
enough
of all,
of that, anyway.
Tudor's Kent and Victor Chamber website, in case people want it. It will be on the Business Bunker.
It is on there permanently.
All right. But it is www.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, and you can find out all the information on there.
Yeah. Now, the Kent and Victor Chamber website address and details that of all the events that they do is permanently listed on the Kent Business Radio website under the community and events pages.
Very diligent of you.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from One Last Dance.
Okay.
Which is the film what I'm producing.
Okay, you're producing
yeah.
it? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So now you're a film producer.
I am indeed. Yeah.
You have to wear one of those hats and have those little chairs with the wood at the side.
Yeah, and you have a cravat with a little woggle.
Yeah.
And all kinds, yeah.
Well, I just thought it was the way you walked.
No, One Last Dance is a film written by the lovely Glenn Maker.
Oh, really?
What writes Holby City.
Yeah.
And what is married to the lovely Sally for Cakes.
So he has a gorgeous life, doesn't he?
He
just
does.
Just eats cakes and writes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and kills lots of people. Let's not get carried away here.
It's not all
a bed of roses. Yeah, Holby City, someone always dies in that.
But you know
they?
That they had my wedding cakes on Holby City. I haven't got to the bottom of that. I need to find out. The lemon drizzle and the lovely chocolate one with strawberry.
Yeah. Anyway.
So you're a film producer.
He's written a film, One Last Dance, starring Jonathan Pryce.
Wow.
Yeah, no messing about here.
Vincent Price?
No, Jonathan Price.
Okay, is that
his son? He of Pirates of the Caribbean fame, amongst
wow.
many other films
wow.
and stage performances. And the thing, it's been filmed in Herne Bay. And
I wonder if they want me to be an extra.
Quite possibly.
Floating about in the background.
Quite possibly. There are whales in the scenes.
Oh, you sod. You absolute sod. I can say sod.
No, you can't. Not on the radio.
Yes,
I'm going to bleep you out.
You can say sod.
No, I'm going to bleep you out for that.
I haven't mentioned Rolf Harris, so I can definitely say sod.
I'm going to cut her off any minute.
So you're producing
anyway,
it?
No. It's a Kickstarter film, and anybody that puts money into it is listed as one of the producers, and there are lots of goodies to be had. So do please give it a follow. There is a link on the Kent Business Radio website to the Kickstarter page for the movie, and it's on today's show page, which is show page 180, and it's there, and it's Kickstarter. Do put some money. You can put as little as £4 into it.
I might do that.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's going to be a good movie.
Because then I could get a cravat and a woggle.
Exactly. Darling.
Maybe a cake.
Darling.
Maybe a lemon drizzle.
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah, that would be great. And do you know what the film's about yet? as you're the producer?
Yes, I do, but we haven't got time to go into
it. Have you read the script?
I have indeed.
So if I pop round to your pile in Tenterden and we open the fridge, get out the sperries.
See, I knew she was looking for an angle to get in my fridge. I just knew that.
I could sit on a comfy sofa and read it.
Yeah, anyway, whatever. Chris Pollard has tweeted in. Chris Pollard. We're getting all film loving now. Chris Pollard and the lovely Josie Maguire. I have tweeted in, they're set up a mountain in Turkey.
It must be their luncheon there.
It's their lunchtime.
Donkey cheese time.
And I think they're probably tucking into some lobster and fried squiddy octopusy thingies.
And donkey cheese.
And donkey cheese, obviously.
And who said doggy cheese?
Yeah. We won't even go there. No. And Debbie Cameron from Fields for Life has also tweeted to remind us that there is a charity ball raising money for water for Africa, East Africa, happening in July at the Ashford International Hotel. And again, the links for that are on the Kent Business Radio page.
Now, are you saying it like that because you've forgotten the date? Because you are an elephant. Normally, you know everything.
Yeah.
I think you are hedging.
I am hedging because I believe it's July the 19th, but I don't want to totally commit to that because I've got so many dates going on in my head at the moment. But I need to know when it is because somehow...
You're going.
Not only am I going, but I said I'd buy a ticket and go, and then I ended up being the compere for the evening, so I don't know how that happened.
Oh, not
so
again.
I need to get the date right, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I will be there, so will you. If I've got to go, so have you.
Well, is it August or July?
No, July.
Oh, well, I might be in Spain. These people
anyway,
keep having all these things when I'm away. I wonder if it's on purpose.
Yeah, quite possibly. Anyway, Fields for Life, have a look on the Kent Business Radio website. We have got a blog up about it as well, what it's all about and why it's important to raise this money and why it's important to provide fresh drinking water in Uganda and other parts of East Africa. So do have a look at all of that. And we've had a tweet from Portal Financial, who are new to us. So they're a new listener. And they say, Vanilla Web, that's me. Hi from Portal Financial, the Kent-based pension specialists. So a big hello to them. And you can follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is hello_portal. hello_portal. So do give them a follow. And if you are interested, both Portal Financial and anybody else interested in pensions or anything financial, we do have a new show on Channel Radio on Fridays at lunchtime called Money Talk, presented by the lovely Mr. Simon Webster.
That sounds great. What kind of things is he covering?
Pensions, investments, auto-enrollment, all kinds, anything financial. He's an FSA. He runs a financial services business. And we talk about all kinds of things. On last week's show, he talked about commercial property investment and stuff like that. So
right.
Lots of very interesting things. So do have a listen to that. It's on at 12 o'clock on a Friday lunchtime, Money Talk. Lawyer Fair have also tweeted in, another Tuesday, another Business Bunker Day. Have a great show, Vanilla Webb and her.
And are they the ones with the wild duck that's
they're
on top of
our... They're the one with the duck sat on top of our on-air light, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think they're not nasty to me. I think they would have said, hello, Jules.
Yeah, they probably did.
Yeah.
I probably paraphrase that to get it in.
I think you...
Are you watching that light, Jules?
Oh, yes. No, I was tweeting, but I'm watching now.
Yeah, I knew. See, I knew you were
it's
multitasking.
Hard.
Are you actually going to read an email?
Yeah.
We've been on air 15 minutes now, and you still haven't read an email.
Well,
yet.
But I've done some very, very diligent tweeting about the date of the ball.
Have you?
Yeah, to Debbie. Maximising personal potential for success. Steps to make it happen. Wednesday the 13th of August this date is, and have you ever wondered what sets truly successful people apart? What gives
you said sex then.
I said successful. Successful.
You said what sex makes successful people truly tell sex apart? Yeah, I'm sure you did.
What sets?
Oh, sets,
yeah,
sorry.
Honestly.
Oh, have your teeth come loose again?
Maybe. Oh, my mum's had teeth done in her mouth.
You got your mum's teeth.
My poor mum.
That happens sometimes, doesn't it? You get up in a rush, put the wrong teeth in, and the whole day goes to pot.
Is that what's happened to you before? You're in a very, very naughty mood. What sets truly successful people apart, Paul Andrews? What gives one person the edge? Now, this is training at the Friars asking these questions.
Oh, Alistair Priory.
Yeah, now I saw him yesterday.
Who?
In one of the monks. In Canterbury.
No, I think... I think that happens quite often, you know.
No, I did. I saw him with his
son. You saw a monk in Canterbury. Right, okay.
No, I saw Eros for Priory man.
Oh, right.
You know, the lovely Irish one.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, he said, top of the morning to you.
Desmond,
yours.
Yeah.
Desmond?
Yeah.
Desmond Tutu?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's who you saw, yeah?
I didn't see Desmond Tutu.
Oh, did you not? Okay.
No. I saw the lovely Irish man. What's his name?
Oh, sorry, I thought it was South African you
no,
were doing.
No.
I thought it was Desmond Tutu you were doing. Sorry.
It's my the lovely Irish man. It's the top of the morning to you, Jules.
Right, okay.
Jules. Yeah. But should we go for a pint of stout and have
a crack? It definitely was Desmond Tutu then.
How's the crack? Anyway, I saw him yesterday with his lovely son.
Right.
He's looking for work experience. He's got a degree in videos, if anybody's listening.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, you could help. You're a film
producer.
No,
but you claim to have seen a monk with his son. How does that work?
It wasn't...
I'll just get on with it, woman.
It wasn't Desmond, I can tell you. Maximising personal potential. Should I have to read this all again now?
Oh, I don't know.
Because they'll have forgotten the beginning.
Yeah.
What sets truly successful people apart and what gives one person the edge? I'm watching the phone. It's not going. It's natural ability. Honestly, listener, you can't get the presenters.
This show gets worse every week.
Does it say circumcision? Or circumstance, sorry. Or just pure luck, right time, right place. And the truth is, more often than not, truly successful people have worked hard to cultivate the abilities and circumstances and even the luck that leads to real achievement. So if it's possible to make it happen rather than waiting for it to happen, what steps can you take to maximise your potential? So you can come to this workshop, which is the 13th of August, as I said, that's a Wednesday. And the details will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But also you can go to their website, which is www.trainingatthefriars.co.uk. You might see a monk if you go as well, if you're lucky.
Cool. Oh, I've had a tweet from Squarries.
Oh, yeah?
They said, don't panic, Vanilla Webb. We'll send you some more from the fridge if she manages to break in. Oh, thank you, Henry.
Yeah, well,
that's very kind of them.
I want to see your plans as well for your extension.
My
extension. New drains. I can't wait to see your new drains.
Oh, I'm getting new drains.
New 8 metres. Was it another 8 metres?
No, it was only an extra metre, but it covered up my drains, so my extension was made bigger, and because it covered up my drains, I've got to have new drains to have my extension now.
When you do them, you'll probably get rats popping up and all sorts.
Yeah.
Practical selling. This is Kent in Victor Chamber. Practical selling. There's a workshop on this. It's 9 till 12, and it's on the 24th of July at the Medway Innovation Centre in Rochester. And this workshop, they say, will be of interest to those who would like an introduction to selling or want to build on current experience, and will provide a framework for making a successful sales visit or call. There's bacon rolls for this as well, so it's worth going. It's £75 plus VAT. It includes tea, coffee and bacon rolls.
Bacon rolls?
Yeah.
Say no more.
So it's 24th of July, Medway Innovation Centre in sunny Rochester.
Fabulous. We've had ITL, International Technology Limited, have tweeted, still querying the difference between a shout-out and a big-up. But I think we've put that one to bed now, don't you?
I wasn't listening. I was reading Lisa. Tell me again.
Int Tech Limited, ITL,
yeah.
On the Twitter. They're still asking what the difference is between a shout-out and a big-up.
Biggie...
I think we've put that to bed now.
I think if I say it's a biggie, if you wore a onesie and said it, then it could be a biggie, couldn't it? In a onesie.
I have no idea what she's waffling about.
Possibly.
Has anyone else? No, let's
possibly
ignore her. Lee from Ancorians Football Club has tweeted in. Regular listener Lee, thank you for listening. Over there at the fabulous Ancorians Football Club over in Medway, the community football team, whose Salmon and Starfish is now sponsored by jobsinkent.com.
Was that the one you thought was a marigold glove?
That was a blight marigold glove that turned out to be a
starfish.
You can't
tell the difference between a whale and someone more svelte, can you?
Mm-hmm.
That's your trouble.
Quite possibly.
Flat White Southeast, now they're new listeners. Afternoon Business Bunker. Hello, Jules Serkin and him. We're new listeners and looking forward to the best flat white barista in Kent.
Wow. Cool.
I shall follow them back.
Welcome. We've also had a message from Grow at Brogdale. Would that be Donna?
That would be the lovely Donna.
That would be the gorgeously lovely Donna.
I think she's going into cherry season now.
Right, okay.
Possibly.
And she says, we would love a hello for all of us at Grow at Brogdale and Brogdale Juices. So a big hello from us on the Business Bunker to Grow at Brogdale and Brogdale Juices over there in Faversham.
And hello to Tiddlypoms, who are there as well.
Tiddlypoms.
Tiddlypom, they do the apple and cider.
Oh, right, okay.
Cider. And also they have a tweet up there, which is, oh, I'm hopeless with this, it's the second Monday of the month, always in the Brogdale courtyard, and a really, really nice venue to have a tweet up. It's free business networking, and you can find out about it on www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Cool. Realia Marketing have tweeted, Hi Vanilla Web, could you mention this please? Contribute a case study for Kent's Connected Coast. And to do that, if you go to their website, which is Realia, realia.co, realia.co, and on our thoughts page, you can put contribute a case study for Kent's Connected Coast. So go there, have a look at what that's all about, and if you can contribute, please feel free to do so. It doesn't look like we're going to get the phone call just yet, does it, from our man in Barcelona?
I'm finding it very tense, actually, because I'm trying to do my work diligently.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm having to lean over, and my spine, actually, is, you know, starting to get a bit achy.
I can sense yet another claim for personal injury coming on here.
I think elf and safety.
The elf is out of the... box and running, yeah. Yes. Do you know, so I think...
Tunage.
I think what we'll do is we'll play a bit of tunage.
And we're not mentioning anything about Rob Harris, are we?
No, we're not.
Because I did have...
I've got some schmaltzy music to play.
Oh, yeah? What have you got? A bit of Frank Sinatra?
No, the answer...
Sugar, Sugar!
Yeah, what do you reckon?
I used to sing this with my hairbrush.
Well, go on then.
Did you?
Don't let me stop you.
Sugar.
No.
Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, July the 1st. It was a bit of the Archies there with Sugar Sugar. Jules sang the whole of that
at the top of her voice, yeah.
All the way through. It was horrible.
Well, yeah. I, at least I know all the words.
Hmm, that's true. Sadly, you did. Right, what I'd like to do now is to give a big mention for some of the fantastic winners of the Kent Excellence in Business Awards 2014. I'm not sure if I've got a full list of everyone here, but let's go with it anyway. Apprentice of the Year was Adam Calver of AllSpark Limited in Gravesend. Business Commitment to the Community was Country Style Recycling Limited from Maidstone. Business Commitment to the Environment was Hadlow College in Tunbridge. Customer Service and Commitment was Sleeping Giant Media from Folkestone. Employer of the Year was the European Insurance Services Limited, EISL Limited, from Tunbridge Wells. The Entrepreneur of the Year, dun-dun-dun-dun, was Rob Knight of Eco Egg Limited in Maidstone.
Eco Egg,
yep.
I think, like a boiled egg.
No, I think that Eco Egg is what you put in a washing machine.
Oh, yeah, I've got one of those.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was an egg, though. Eco Egg, yeah.
Yeah.
They keep everything fluffy.
Yeah, no. It's...
Although they're the balls, nut balls.
I'll tell you what, you keep guessing, and if you ever get it right, we'll tell you.
Well, I do use nut balls.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about the washing and eco eggs.
No, I use them.
And I'm doing this from memory, so I think Tudor might know, so he can interject and tell me, put me straight.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you swing the mic around and Tudor can just tell us.
Nut balls.
Nut, and same to you.
Yes. Nut balls in the laundry.
No, eco egg. It's a really clever little idea. Basically, it's about sort of reducing the impact on the environment. So it's it looks like a little pineapple, but it's full of tiny little sort of detergent pellets that last and break down over a period of time. So you just keep putting it in and again and again and again and again. It lasts a lot, much longer than standard sort of tablets and stuff like that. But it's a really, really good idea. They've done fantastically well selling abroad.
So is
really
it, hang on, is it for washing or drying?
No, washing.
You led me down the garden path.
No. It's a substitute for washing powder.
Okay, so it is a bit like nut balls, but it's an egg that's got granules
inside.
It's
a bit like nut balls as... Except if you're not a squirrel.
I've got a feeling this is going the same way as that sort of how to be a successful monk thing.
Exactly.
Isn't it, really?
I think we'll knock that held on the head and just say a massive well done to Rob Knight of Eco Egg.
Well, I would like to try one of these Eco Eggs. So if Rob's listening, I'd like to try one.
Yeah, okay. We'll get him on the show.
Yeah.
And then he can explain it in
full
gory detail.
Frankly, you led me down the garden path with the description.
Whatever. Yeah, anyway, well done, Rob. Land-based Business of the Year was Four Eyes of Sittingbourne. Large Businesses of the Year was the Reynolds Group, also from Sittingbourne. And dum-da-lum-dum-dum, the Manufacturing Businesses of the Year was the fabulous people, Carl Lincoln and his team, over Integrated Technologies Limited in Ashford. And I believe they won a second award as well.
Innovation.
So two awards for Integrated Technologies Limited, Carl Lincoln and the team. Well done, guys. Absolutely fabulous. And it couldn't happen to a nicer and better company. So congratulations to them and all of them. Oh, and the Startup of the Year was your friend and ours, the lovely Ben and his dad, Gary, from Bushgrub.
Oh, Bushgrub.
Yeah.
Love a cockroach.
Yeah, so well done.
What was it we ate? Those?
We didn't eat cockroaches. We ate locusts, crickets, scorpions, and mealworms.
The mealworms, yeah.
They were horrible. I ate a whole bowl of crickets, though.
Yeah,
I quite like those.
You do, I know. You like them. But what about the lollies, where they had them sort of...
The scorpions in the lollies,
sort of trapped in there forever.
I know.
Yeah.
So they won Startup Business of the Year.
Very good.
Well done, Ben and Dad Gary.
Well, of course, they were on that house thing, what's it called? You know, where they all... You know, that celebrity Big Brother thing. Because they supplied all the bush grub to them. You know, for their trials.
Bush Tucker trials.
You know what I mean.
I don't
really watch that sort of telly.
I have no idea what you're wobbling
and
about.
And I have no intention of watching that sort of telly.
The continuity on this show is appalling, isn't it?
And it's funny because we sat up all night, didn't we?
Yeah.
Working it out.
And then you changed the running order. Anyway, enough of that. I've got one more tweet to read out and then we're going to talk to our first guest. Oh, that would be a good idea. Yeah.
Could be the squarries going to my head, perhaps.
Yeah, quite possibly, yeah. Don Baker, ASP4, number 4 Life, on the Twitter. Can you mention the Executive Golf Day at Hever Golf Club on the 25th of July with networking and an executive workshop. He has given me a link to that, which has been shortened, so I can't read it.
Oh, I hate that when that happens.
Well, not to worry, because I will get the link and I will put it on the Business Bunker website so that you can find it. If you want to find out any more about it right now, you can follow Don on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is ASP4Life, L-I-F-E, all one word, ASP4Life. Give him a follow, or look on the Kent Business Radio website and I will put the link to his Hever Golf Course networking day.
That would be a fantastic place, Hever Castle, wouldn't it, to have a tug of mud.
A tug of mud.
You know,
she's just a mud tug.
What do they call it with the ropes?
She's just rambling now. She's taking random words and putting them together and seeing,
you know,
if they make any sense.
Tug of mud, what it's called.
Do you mean a tug of war?
Yeah, tug of mud. But it's usually... Because in Whitstable we do it in the mud at low tide, don't we, Tudor?
Don't get him in.
Tudor would be fantastic.
What you and Tudor do in the mud at low tide, we are, quite frankly, we have no interest.
I thought this was a family show.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we definitely do. Tug of mud, it's called. But can you imagine at Hever Castle, if you're going, heave, get it? Or if you had a tummy bug, be a good place to have a heave, get it?
Is that it?
It was all winding up to that punchline, wasn't it? Yeah. Was it? That whole thing was, was a setup.
That was really worthwhile, that. I think we'll go...
I'm a bit worried about our Barcelona guest. He hasn't phoned. He's
anyway,
probably having tapas somewhere.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't phone at 2:15, being as they are an hour in front of us in Spain, and he probably forgot that.
Yeah, he's probably having tapas.
But anyway, enough already. I want to talk to our sensible guest. I want to bring some...
Equilibrium. Oh, it's ringing! It's ringing!
The
phone
is ringing now.
Quick! Hello.
Hi, you're on the Business Bunker Show.
Hi, Paul. It's Rob.
Hello, Rob. Hey, how are you, mate? We were wondering whether you were going to call in.
Well, it's been a bit of a tough one.
Yeah, I'm sure it has, mate. I'm sure it has. You're in Barcelona.
Are we live at the moment?
Yes, we're live on air.
Okay. Well, here's to my mate Carl Berlin.
Yeah.
Yes, we missed.
We're all thinking of you and
and we
his
send
family.
Our condolences, mate.
Thank you very much. It was a bit of a shock to have to drop everything and get over here. Normally I'd come over here, and I love coming here.
Mm.
This is the first time I've had to come back home to Spain, and for a reason.
We're really sorry to hear.
He was the most annoying person you could ever wish to meet. He was an engineer.
Right.
And I'm a marketing guy, so the two of us never
Oil and water. Oil and water.
Yeah, absolutely. But top bloke.
Cool.
And we'll be sorely missed. So we gave him a proper send-off yesterday.
Right.
The Spanish way is quite different to how we do things in the UK.
Right.
Would you believe there were people at the crematorium in bikinis and beachwear?
Wow.
Because they just sort of like come off the beach and go to this thing.
Wow.
Say, thanks very much, and job done.
Right.
I was standing there with my best friend Adam. We were both in suits, we both had black ties, and nobody recognised me.
Good. I'm glad to hear you weren't wearing a bikini, Rob.
You don't want to see me in a bikini, mate, but I always go topless.
Right, I'm going to have
to... Do you have a chest wax?
No jewels, but you can do one for me if you wish.
Yeah, I'd love to. Give me a number.
If it flicks your switch, you can do it.
I'm gonna have to move us along, Rob, because we're kind of on a bit of a schedule now, mate. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and what you normally do when you're not rushing off back to Spain for various horrible things, and what you've got coming up?
Well, a week Thursday, we go live with Drive It.
Right.
Drive It is the UK's only light commercial vehicle show.
Right, okay.
And so it's not like an exhibition at the NEC, like Motor Show, because you can turn up and actually drive the things.
Wow.
So whatever's on display, you can take it out, test it, and have a go. So we go live week Thursday at a place called Bruntingthorpe.
Right.
Which is just between Leicester and Rugby on the M1.
Oh, right. I was going to guess Yorkshire. It sounded a bit Yorkshire, that, but it's between... it's just off the M1 at Leicester, yeah?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the history of the place is interesting. It was a Second World War airbase.
Right.
Then got taken over by the Americans, and they had the V-class bombers based there during the Cold War.
Right.
In 1962, it was bought by the Roots Motor Company.
I remember Roots. They used to have a factory in Maidstone.
Yep, and now they're called Peugeot.
Yep.
So Peugeot bought the place and turned it into a proving and testing ground for all their vehicles.
Cool.
And then it was 1976, I think it was bought, taken into private family ownership by somebody who just loved aircraft.
Right.
I think they're called aerosexuals. People who love...
aerosexuals?
Yeah. Oh, aerosexuals. Oh, you just made Jules' day now.
And they took it into private ownership and turned it into a vehicle proving and testing ground. So... for the exhibition, we've got the opportunity to allow people to test things like the brand new Fiat Ducato, which has been launched at the show. There's a mile and a half of motorway.
Right.
And they've got lane guidance control system on the vehicle, so you can test it all out, you know. We've got Isuzu with the D-Max pickup that they've turned into a fire engine.
Right.
So they've got sort of water cannon on the back of this, so if the visitors don't behave, I think we'll be squirting them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So when does this event take place, Rob?
The show opens at 8:30 on the 10th of July.
Right.
And runs for the 10th, 11th and 12th, so 3 days.
Right.
We've got a Saturday for all the butchers, bakers and candlestick makers that like vans and want to come up and try them. And it's unique.
Right. I've certainly never heard of anything like it before. It sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, I'm quite interested. You can drive whatever you want.
You can test everything, George.
What do you think I would like?
You'd probably like the new Ford Transits, because we've got all of those. First time, all the manufacturers have been launching vehicles this year. And Ford have a brand new range of Transits. Before I got involved in this, I just thought a Transit was a van. But no, there are four Transits. The Custom, the Courier, the 2-ton, and there's another one, I can't remember his name. and it's the first time ever that all four of these vehicles are going to be available for people to try.
Wow, sounds amazing. And is there a website we can look at?
Yeah, it's driveat.com.
Brilliant.
Driveat.com.
.com.
We're kind of losing your signal, Rob. I do know your website, so we have already put that on the Business Bunker website, and we will promote that. But are you still there?
I am indeed, yep.
Yeah, we're kind of breaking up this end. So a big thank you for taking the time under very difficult circumstances to ring in and tell us about the Drive It show. And we wish you much success with that. And we'll see you back in the UK fairly soon, mate.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, I fly back in very early tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, I'm sure...
10 days ago before the show goes live.
Right, okay, well, so lots to do as well.
Keep us posted on the Twitter.
Yeah.
We will indeed.
All right, Rob, thanks ever so much, mate.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye. Right,
we'll talk to you soon.
Bye,
cheers.
Darling, look after yourself.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, he's in Barcelona.
Rob James in Barcelona.
Yeah.
At a friend's funeral, if you didn't work that out, he was called away unexpectedly, but he still managed to call us in, so we do thank him very much for doing that.
It sounds fantastic. So it's driveit.com, is it, Paul?
Yeah, yeah. The link's on the website.
10th of July.
It is indeed, and you can try out any commercial vehicle. Hey, what's not to like? If
fabulous.
You know, if you want a van or a delivery vehicle of some kind and you want to try it out, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd still really like to talk to Laura, to be honest.
She's been perched on the edge of her chair.
Me too. I'm so desperate to talk to her, and I keep getting deflected. Laura, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much. It's an absolute
pleasure to have you back. We were discussing earlier the last time you were on. The last time you were on here, you've been on Channel Radio almost every week. But
well, you know.
Yeah. the last time you were on the Business Bunker Show was shortly before a big event in your life.
That's right, yes. I think it was the week before I ran away and had a secret wedding with the barrister broker, and it was only till we announced it on Twitter and Facebook that people realised that
absolutely.
We'd just tied the knot. So that was quite good fun. It was all about us. We had strangers as witnesses, and it was great.
Right.
And then we had to go back to the office and work. But, you know, it's a... the wedding day is what you want it to be.
Fabulous. And I know that you're both blissfully happy, and we're really made up for you, so well done. And we'll take total credit for that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened if she hadn't been on the Business Bunker
last
time.
And she announced it on the Business Bunker too.
Absolutely.
I didn't announce it.
No, she didn't announce it to anyone.
We wheedled it out.
Well, we kind of... We knew there was something going on.
Yeah, we knew there was a love...
I had to keep you guessing.
A love trice.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you tell us about... what you're up to these days. And we know some of the things you do, but you've kind of had a little bit of a relaunch and kind of gone on from there, haven't you?
Well, that's right. I mean, I'm sure many of the sort of the listener out there, they remember
the listener.
Remembers me as being a publisher, which I'm still. Mm. I still am a publisher with two magazines, but because my operation for, thanks Jules, she's holding up a copy of the latest Edenbridge directory. But because I'm much slicker now with what I'm doing with the magazines, I'm branching out and I'm doing offering sort of freelance marketing and communication services for local businesses, and that's been on the back of for all the work that I've done with the businesses who advertise in my magazines over the last 9 years now. Mm. And they sort of realise that I'm actually trained in marketing. So so I go along and I help them. And I help them in different ways because, you know, each business has different needs, different audiences. And I, you know, try and help them to sort of, you know, get in tune really with their audiences via the different media.
Sure.
I say my speciality is working with local businesses and sort of giving them ideas of how they can, you know, make sort of their presence greater within in the local area, building up their local customer bases. And that's not just through local magazines. I still think publishing is a great way to for businesses to, you know, to get their names out there, but through the social media. Also keeping their clients engaged. A lot of people sort of forget about clients once they've bought something.
Sure,
so it's helping them, you know, develop newsletters and also for staff, you know, to keep the staff informed and part of a team. So so it's quite a sort of varied service that I offer for companies, but it's been, you know, it's been really great fun to work with the different businesses. And also with publishing, it's very much like being in a production line, and now it's sort of I can sort of break out of that and use my even more creativity.
You can use your creativity and
that's
things
right.
Like that.
And that makes me feel very much at home. I mean, I have one client I just go in for an hour a month and I brainstorm, and they just I help them come up with a marketing plan for the following month, which they implement themselves. But it's great to come into, you know, to be go into a business as an outsider, because you can see all the interesting things that they have, that they can communicate out there, and how they can formulate a plan to get those messages out.
That's a very important point you make, a very important point about outside influence for things. All of us get locked into our own industries, and we think because we've worked in it a long time that we know it inside out and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes it takes a complete outsider's insight to help us formulate a plan or to see what other people can see, but we can't because we're too close to it. So that's really important.
Well, that's right. I mean, even with my own marketing, I don't sort of sit and analyse it myself. I brainstorm with other people because I'm the worst at marketing myself, because I don't see what the, you know, as an outsider would see all the services I can offer. So it is really important. And with so many businesses out there who can't afford a full-time marketing person, it's, you know, there's lots of other people like me. We all have our different specialities as well, and it really is which marketing person, you know, sort of connects really well with the company as to who you should sort of get involved to help with the marketing. So it's been it's been a great great sort of you know, relaunch and rebrand of me, because I've changed my name, so of course I'm Laura Burton Lawrence Marketing. So look out for that. And
you married Mr. Marketing, did you?
Yeah. No, Mr. Hyphen.
That's right. Yeah.
The other two are just two guys that hang around.
Mr. Double Barrel.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great being Double Barrel. I tell you, it's very posh.
I know.
If I remember rightly, I know for a fact that you're heavily involved in the whole business community over there in West Kent, where you're based. But in previous years, you have been involved with various things going on in Edenbridge in terms of, I don't know what to call it. I was going to say kind of festival, but...
Well, there has been festivals. There's, you know, I've sort of compared at some of the events that have taken place there. Mm. We do have quite a lot going on in Edenbridge. And the one project I'm working on this year is the Eden Valley Business Show.
That was the chappie I was trying to remember.
That's the one,
well
exactly.
Done.
Yeah. So, and that one...
Was he the monk?
Yeah, no, that,
the
no.
Irish monk.
No, that was the one that was opened by Desmond Tutu.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, the one in Canterbury.
No, that was the monk with his son.
Yeah.
Carry on. Sorry, Laura.
That's just all right.
I find it best to ignore her, really.
Well,
in a minute, I'll turn her mic off and then she'll just talk like a goldfish. Yeah.
No problem. So, yes, it's the 18th of September and that's going to be at Hever Castle Golf Club, which is a popular venue.
It is.
It is, yeah.
Don Baker, I know Don.
Jules knows a joke about that.
Yeah. We do have to go through that again.
Somebody's calling it monk tug. They misunderstood me. Mad tug. It's what we do, don't
that's
we, Tudor?
Sad, isn't it?
Tudor and I in Whitstable. It's a mud tug at low tide.
Nothing to do with me, is all I can assure you.
At low tide.
What? At the end of this programme, we will have a whole viral episode on Twitter about monks wallowing in the mud.
Well, they are,
with
yeah.
Jules and Tudor on the beach at Whitstable
yeah.
whilst making up jokes about...
It's already gone viral, but it's yeah. monk tug, which yeah. is not what I said, listener. It's mud
tug. It is
tug.
Now.
Anyway,
you have to override that.
I suggest you ignore it, Laura, and just look at me.
That rhymes.
And concentrate on talking to me and try to pretend she's not there.
You were saying about the lovely venue. Yeah.
The lovely venue, yes.
Hever Golf Course, yeah.
Hever Castle Golf Club, yes. Yeah. So, and it's an opportunity. We got room for about, I think it's about 60 stands for businesses. We had a show last year that was really successful. So we're sort of following on from that. It's going to be kick-started with a networking breakfast. We're also going to have a networking lunch as well. And, you know, and also it's going to be free for people to attend the event as well. But as soon as we get the details up on the website, I will forward those over to you. And, you know, but please, everyone who's interested, particularly if you do business over in the West Kent area, you know, come along to our show and put the date in your diary now. It's going to be a great event.
Absolutely. It sounds fabulous. We're happy to promote that, as always.
Thank you.
Laura, give us a shout for your website, for Laura Burton Lawrence Marketing.
That's, I know I keep changing my name. This is the last time. You
do this just to catch me out.
I know. So it's, so if you want to find out more about the marketing services I can offer, go to www.burton-lawrence, that's LAWRENCE.co.uk. You can also follow me on Twitter at LC Lawrence. The Twitter handle.
LC. ELA.
L. The letter C, Lawrence.
Elsie Tanner.
Yeah.
No, Burton Lawrence was too long for a Twitter handle, which was a shame. So, or you can email me, Laura at burton-lawrence.co.uk.
Cool. Laura, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. I'm sorry to rush you off. We're kind of fast running out of time now and we've got lots of things to cover.
I will move the microphone over to your next guest.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for having me again.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's always a joy to have you on the show and keep up the good work that you're doing over there in West Kent. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, obviously, and join in. We've had a gazillion tweets. We've got another fabulous guest to talk to. We've got some more music to play. We haven't read any emails yet because I can't get Jules to stop talking about monks, mud wrestling, donkey cheese and everything in between, but we will try and put her back in her cage in a moment. We've had a few tweets that I want to read out before I lose them. Stuart Carpenter, can you give us a shout out and big up my complimentary LinkedIn assessment? And again, there's a shortened link for it, so I will find the shortened link and put it on the Kent Business Radio website. One of the problems with these tweets, guys, is that Twitter shortens your website links, so I can't read them on the air, and I haven't got time to click all the way through to them. But we will put them on the website so that people can follow up later. But if you want to know more, you can follow Stuart on the Twitter, and it's Carpenter Biz, all one word, Carpenter Biz. Also, we've had a tweet from Breakfast Friends in Sevenoaks.
Be Fast Friends on
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah, and it says, afternoon footy legend Vanilla Web.
Oh, that's you.
That's me.
Did you, you needed a little rub down after that, though, didn't you?
I did indeed. It says, they've started a hashtag now, which is big up. And can we big up Maidstone Breakfast Friends with Olympian Jack P. Green on the 15th of July at the Hilton Hotel? And you can find out about that on their website, which is breakfastfriends.co.uk.
That's what you did when you finished the match, wasn't it, Olympian?
Limpian. When I finished the match, what?
When you finished the football match, you Olympian.
Limping.
Limping.
It wasn't one for... I played in three games, let me tell you, at my age, which was not...
I remember. I remember dragging you off once when you'd been playing. You get the bit.
That was last year when I was a year younger and 5 stone heavier.
Yeah, but you do like football, don't you?
Not at my age, no. I've got blagged into that. But we did get to the semi-finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did all right.
Was that when you went off with the Spearmint Rhino girls? I've lost track.
No.
Lost track?
No, they weren't there. They couldn't make it.
Shame.
Mm. So, just to recap, Breakfast Friends with Jack P. Green, Olympian, on the 15th of July at the Hilton Hotel. And I take it that's Maidstone, as that's Maidstone Breakfast Friends. So, thank you for that. Would you like to get into highways maintenance?
Not at this very moment.
Not highway robbery, highways maintenance.
I'd rather go round to yours and have some squares.
Okay.
If, you know,
if you're 18 to 25, oh no, you're out of there. not currently in employment, educational training, and interested in highways maintenance, then join the Prince's Trust free training program, a 4-week construction and highways maintenance skills training course, including a CSCS card training and testing.
What's CSCS?
It's a card you need in order to work in the construction industry.
So wear those yellow jackets and big,
exactly,
big
and
boots.
A hard hat.
Yeah.
Work experience at highways maintenance depots at Balfour Beatty, who are the people behind this scheme. Balfour Beatty, the big construction company.
Big construction company.
Yeah. Access to potential job and apprenticeship opportunities. Lunch and travel will be provided during the program. And PPE equipment will also be provided. That'll be your high-vis vest and your hard hat. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, to be eligible for the program, you need to attend a half-day information day on Monday, the 14th of July, and a taster day on Tuesday, the 15th of July. The programme will run from the 28th of July to the 15th of August around the Kings Hill area near Maidstone. That will be confirmed later. Please note that there is no tolerance of drugs and alcohol in construction and highway maintenance, and there will be a drug and alcohol test and tester day. So you can't go.
Well, I was wondering.
Not
what
with
they were,
all your bottles of Prosecco.
I was wondering what they were tasting.
To register your interest or for more information, contact Moshin on 0743 679 0198 or email gilondon@princes-trust.org.uk, or you can send a text to the word highway on 0743 679 0018. All those details will appear on the Kent Business Radio website.
I think you're
in due course.
I think you're hyperventilating now.
Am I?
Yeah, a little really? Bit. Moshing, isn't that what they do at the clubs?
Quite possibly.
Press article, it says here, in Africa, 115 people die every hour of diseases such as diarrhoea, cholera, dysentery, typhoid and hepatitis A, linked to poor sanitation, poor hygiene and contaminated water. Every 20 seconds a child dies from waterborne diseases, and diarrhoea is the second leading cause of death amongst children under 5 in the world. And 1.5 million deaths each year, nearly 1 in 5, are caused by diarrhoea. It kills more people than malaria, AIDS and measles. And this is the Fields of Life that we've been talking about with the ball. And I've got the date of the ball now. They have 2 drilling rigs in operation with the capacity to drill 10 wells each month. And it's their mission to drill 1,000 wells by the year 2020 and bring fresh, safe drinking water to over 100,000 villages in East Africa. And EcoSan are a family-run business based in Ashford, and they're providing eco-friendly washroom services, including nappy and feminine hygiene disposal. And they're also the only independent hygiene company in Kent to have their own laundry facility.
Oh.
So the ball is on Saturday the 19th of July, and it's at the Ashford...
I was right.
You didn't know. You didn't know. Did you guess it? It's at the Ashford International. Ashford International, isn't that where I am next Tuesday?
It is indeed.
Gosh, they're busy. And EcoSan are hosting their first black tie charity ball, working in partnership with Fields of Life. Tickets are £60 per person, and they include a PIMS reception, a 3-course meal with wine, a live auction as opposed to a dead one, which is provided by Clive Empson's Auctioneers, entertainment from Paul Andrews, Mandy Ellen Performing Arts in Maidstone. A bit worrying. World famous celeb lookalikes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be you and Fagin.
That's me. Yeah.
You doing Fagin, wouldn't it? Or are you Leonard Rossiter? I'm never quite sure. Silent auction from art students at Towers School, Ashford. That must be tough to get students to be silent. And music from local band Total Recall.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to attend this amazing event, please contact EcoSan, and it's 01233 646 229, or you can email enquiries@ecosanservices.co.uk. So you're going to be speaking at this event.
I'm comparing the event. There is a blog all about it on the Kent Business Radio website under the blog page. If you look at that, Fields of Life, it will tell you all about it. A big up to Steve Lowe of Elsatex. who are Kiba, that Kent Excellence in Business Award, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise of the Year. They are known on the Twitter as Clearance Tex, T-E-X, Clearance Tex. They are a leading distributor of home textile products from around the world. Elsa Tex have also been crowned the joint Kent winners of the HSBC's Global Connections Initiative. The prestigious Global Connections Award recognises businesses which are achieving excellence in three categories: innovation, international trade and mid-market growth. They were also top... this is also on top of being the overall winner of the Best Business in Medway 2014
Sorry,
award.
Who's on top of who? Miss that.
This is Elsa Tex. Who
on
were,
top of?
On top of winning the Kiba SME of the Year award and the HSBC Globe. We're never going to get through this if I have to read everything twice.
I was
one for the listener and one for you.
Well, I was wondering if you had my mother's teeth in.
Yeah. Oh, there's a tweet about that as well, which
sounded
I'm going to read
like
in a second.
It.
This is all on top of being the overall winner of the Best Business in Medway 2014. Massive congratulations to Steve Lowe and the team over there at Elsa Tex in Medway. Fabulous.
Well done, guys.
And there is a tweet about your mother's teeth doing the rounds on Twitter.
Quite She's had
right
terrible
now.
Trouble with her teeth, actually.
Yeah. But we're going to ignore that because we are fast running out of time.
We are.
And I'm going to play some more schmaltzy 60s music.
Oh, this is the Monkees.
I'm going to play a bit of Monkees and then we're going to talk to Tudor.
Is it Don't Talk or something?
No.
What is it then? Give me a clue.
A little bit me, a little bit you.
Oh, yeah, a little bit you, a little bit me. Quite a lot of you.
Quite a lot of me, not
rather a lot
not
of
too
you.
Much of you.
It's
yes.
too much of you,
yeah.
frankly.
Talk
you need toning down. Have it talked up and things will be okay. I don't want to fight. I'm a little bit of love. You're a little bit of love. I said, girl, you know that it's true. It's a little bit of me. It's a little bit of you. Said wrong, girl, I apologize. Don't go, here's where you belong. So wipe the tears from your eyes. Girl, I don't want to find. I'm a little bit wrong. You're a little bit right. Let's say, girl, you know that it's true. It's a little bit me.
Business Bunker. Oh, a bit of Monkees there. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday the 1st of July with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Sirkin.
You say that with a bit more sort of reality in your voice.
No, I'm done now. I'm completely bushed.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Bush tuckered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk to the lovely Tudor.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker for the first time Mr. Tudor Price of the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce.
Good afternoon.
And the Whitstable Mud Tug.
Can I just say, I will not be tugging any monks in the mud in Whitstable or anywhere else, if anyone's got any doubt on that. So.
Are you absolutely sure about this, Tudor?
I'm certain about that, yes.
Yeah. Welcome to the Business Mug Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Why don't you tell our listener a little bit about Tudor and a bit about your role with the Invicta Chamber?
Ah, me. Ah, right. My favourite subject. Right. I look after the business support and international trade at the Chamber. So we've got advisors, probably about 8 or 9 advisors across the county. We support businesses both in start-up and in established businesses to grow, survive, you know, increase their employment and profitability. So very, very busy, and that's in addition to obviously what we do as a chamber for membership and the events and stuff. And of course, you know, everyone knows about the networking side of things of the chamber.
Absolutely.
And international trade. For those that don't know, actually, there's a rather sort of archaic and quaint process where if you want to send stuff abroad, you still have to go and get a rubber stamp.
Right.
And that rubber stamp is available from us at the Chamber.
Right.
So people come down, if you're sending body parts or interesting things abroad, which we do here in Kent.
Or monks.
Or monks, yes. Mm-hmm. Monks, yeah, bad habit to have, but no. what they have to do is come into the Chamber, get a rubber stamp, which means, of course, we're already talking to over 1,000 exporters in Kent, which is how we get this knowledge of spare parts that we, in Kent, send abroad here. We have a company that does prosthetics and stuff, so it's always interesting on the bills of lading. It says contents, feet, contents, arm, right finger. And also there's a couple of companies we deal with who send poisonous bloods and stuff abroad as well, which is really quite interesting.
So, poisonous blood?
Yeah.
Poisonous blood?
Well, when they're trying to, they infected blood. So they take plasma and they deliberately infect it, they send it abroad, and then of course it's it gets used for testing various chemicals, you know, pharmaceuticals to try and see how they address. So, so I look after international trade and business support, and obviously support the Chamber's commercial activities in other areas. So, a busy guy.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, absolutely. And more power to you. Overall, obviously, the Kent Invicta Chamber is quite a big chamber these days and does lots and lots of different things.
Yep.
Coming up next week, as Jules has already mentioned, is your flagship exhibition show, the B2B Kent show.
It's been incredibly popular. It's been running for a long, long time now. I think it's probably one of the longest running shows in the county. It's enjoyed a real permanence in the business landscape, and I think what we've found is that over the years, you know, obviously economic factors tend to play a part on whether it's you know, sort of well attended or whether it's, you know, sort of undersubscribed, as the case may be. But actually, it's just continued to go from strength to strength, which mirrors obviously the way the economy is going. But I think with all the website and all the social media and all the other ways of interacting, it's interesting listening to Laura talking earlier about how important it is to sort of publicise and all that, but also it's that face-to-face contact.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, getting in touch with people, seeing the whites of their eyes, you know, being able to actually connect and understand. So, which is why the number of stalls that we've, you know, the exhibitors that we have at the Kent B2B here has just gone up again year on year.
Absolutely.
And, of course, that pulls people, which means we pull in the speakers and all the bits and pieces along that. We've got some cracking speakers.
I was going to ask, who have you got?
Well,
I never get off the stand, Tudor.
That's good news. That's good. I'm glad that you're busy. I think from our point of view, probably the biggest hit for us was going to be Gordon Banks coming in.
Wow.
He's doing the evening reception.
Yeah.
And I think after a busy day's trade and commerce, I think it's quite nice to better sit back and listen to one of footballing's greats.
He is a huge name.
He's superb. We're very fortunate as well to be able to get the Director General of the British Chambers of Commerce, John Longworth. Now, he's a very busy guy, obviously very well connected, and is in much demand across the UK and with various governments, especially with elections coming up fairly soon. So actually, for him to be able to sort of make time in his diary to come down and be able to speak to the businesses here in Kent, we're really, really pleased that he's found that time, and I think it's going to be a great benefit. And of course, the whole morning kicks off with the breakfast session at 7:15. And again, we've got a number of sort of speakers lined up throughout the day. People looking at the marketing and looking at different ways of approaching business in this modern sort of social media savvy environment. So it's going to be a really, really full day. And of course, it's a fantastic chance to catch up with everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, you know, George, you're saying, is sometimes you're stuck on the stand. You know, obviously, it's not just about business and trade, but it's about listening to what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and from a Chamber's perspective, it's really important that we get to hear what's bothering people, what the concerns are, and also making sure that they're aware of what's currently out there as far as support and assistance. You know, and this is, I was back to my job about knowing what loans, grants, funding, funded services are available out there, both from Kent and from the government as well.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about that in a moment, if we may.
Of course.
just kind of rounding off on the B2B event, you know, one of the things that Mrs. Serkin here has been a bit disingenuous about is the reason that she was stuck on our stand last year is because there were so many people there, we couldn't get off anyway because it was absolutely
busy.
It was absolutely stacked.
We have thousands through the door. Yeah. It is a really, really busy day. It's one of those days where you, should, you know, we get to 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon and you still think it's 10 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just been absolutely full on.
It's hugely vibrant, the whole buzz there, isn't it? The minute you get there, you know, it's the great, great people.
It is. It's been a fantastic event, and I know the Chambers sort of really appreciate all the efforts that all the team put in. Carol Black and her guys really, really work hard to make sure that they've got the best service possible for the exhibitors, because ultimately, if they're enjoying it and they're getting business and trade, then of course it's going to run.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why it works year after year after year.
Definitely.
People keep coming back because it works.
Absolutely.
We were talking off air, just before we came on air, Tudor, about some new developments in the business support landscape. Maybe you bring us up to speed with some of those?
I'd love to. It's one of the biggest frustrations I think a lot of businesses have here in Kent, is they hear about all these different things, and of course the question is, are there any grants available? And in reality, probably very few grants, but there's lots of different ways that businesses are being supported by government. And I think we were talking again about the difference here between economic development looking to effect change and businesses wanting to make profits. You know, sometimes there's a bit of a disconnect there, and we do our part to make sure that the government and local councils try and get it right. But there is a hell of a lot going on across the whole of the county. We make it our job to understand what is available and what's going on. Interesting one that's coming up and will be announced at the 8th of July at the B2B from KCC. They're going to be talking about some developments to the Expansion East Kent product, which is £35 million loan fund from Regional Growth Fund, interest-free loans. There's going to be some changes to that, which will be of particular interest to any businesses in and around the Ashford area.
All right, okay.
I say no more. I'll leave that for the
for the day.
But also, later on in July, there's going to be a new product coming out, which will be very different and aimed very much at the mass market of the Kent business community.
Ooh.
And again, I'll leave you a little bit of intrigue and a bit of enigma there to fill
that. Always a tease. Isn't it a tease?
It's lovely when there's money on the plate. Yeah. It's really good. The other one people should try and take advantage of, which is really useful at the moment, which is the growth voucher. Growth voucher scheme has been around for a little while now. Not many people know about it. It's £2,000, match funded, and essentially you can use it to buy in strategic advice and support for your business. So if you're looking to develop your social media strategy or develop your IT strategy or lead management leadership, you can go online. There's a really useful little assessment tool, very simple, takes about 5-10 minutes. You can do that online. It'll tell you whether or not you've been successful in being awarded a growth voucher, and then you go onto another website where there's a whole list of suppliers. Two things here. One is get on the website and see whether or not you qualify. It's a really, really easy assessment to go through, and the link will be available through the Chamber website. It's on the front page there, growth vouchers in Kent. The other thing is, if you are a provider or supplier, so people like Laura, for example, you know, register on the Enterprise Marketplace. Well, now that basically means that you will be on their list, so people that have been awarded a growth voucher can then come and spend the growth voucher with you.
Right, okay.
And we really, really want lots of businesses in Kent to sort of sign up both sides, because actually it could be a really, really good way of generating some business.
Okay, so this is a national scheme as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So you get a voucher to spend.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sort of loan or payback.
Nope.
That's amazing.
It is, I know. It comes out in different ways. Very few people give you hard cash these days, unfortunately. Mm. Very few governments, unless you've got something really, really clever.
Mm.
Most of it's going to be in the form of loans, interest-free, or paid-for advice. Mm. And, of course, this is one of those paid-for advice options.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's great because it keeps the whole thing going around, especially in Kent, doesn't it? It just keeps it going around with businesses, like you say, suppliers, providers, and people that need it.
It's been really, really popular. There is a sort of time limit on these things, so don't hang around, you know, grab them while they're there.
Do you know the time limit?
Well, March 2015, we'll probably come off the market, so need to bag it while it's there.
Okay. Presumably, anybody that wants to find out about this and all the other schemes can find out through the Kent and Victor Chamber website?
Absolutely, yeah. It's all on there.
Cool. Okay. And as I said earlier, there are links to it.
Or else meet Tudor down at the Mud Tug and he'll tell you all about
it. That's right, move the monks out the way.
If
you can wade through deep enough, I'll be there with my rope, yes.
Absolutely. Cool. So tell us a few things that I mean, we've read a couple out already of chamber events, and we do regularly every week cover different chamber events.
You have a lot going on, and they're all really different.
Exactly. There is an awful lot going on in the chamber, and it's just worth just reinforcing some of that, because, you know, some of it gets lost in the general melee of what's going on.
It does. I mean, lots of people say, well, you know, what is a chamber? You know, and they think, well, I'm not quite sure.
I mean, how much is it to join, for example, for a business, for a small business?
If you're going to start a small business coming in, starts around about the sort of £250-£300 mark. Like any subscription service, be it the AA or otherwise, you know, you pay your money, and then of course we make sure that the benefits, discounts, services that you can access by being a member mean that you will be able to get a return on that investment very, very quickly. But what we also do is we make sure that you are represented, of course, at local policy level. So, you know, when the local authorities or politicians get it wrong, we will make sure that your voice is heard and that we can explain exactly how things need to be put right. Mm. We are very fortunate we get to have a lot of input, both at county and at sort of national level, so we can help shape some of the policies and stuff. Can't do anything about business rates just yet, but we're working on that.
Boo.
I know.
Boo. He said that because he knows it winds
me up. I met Bob Bounds. Was it Bob? Not Bob Bounds. Bob Jones.
Don't go there. I met him
at the Canterbury Culture, I said, send me some press releases for my business column in Canterbury Times. He said, well, you and Paul are like this, aren't you? I said, no, I do have my own, you know,
my own views and my own
column.
Yeah, it's difficult for them, to be fair. Sometimes it's the consequence of good intentions, you know. So we try and work and steer them on that sort of basis. But so you're a member, you get lots of discounts, lots of benefits, things like healthcare and obviously the vouchers for childcare when we do insurance. Free legal helpline, that's really useful for small businesses and HR as well. Mm. Find a lot of people sort of not too sure about contracts of employment and stuff. And that's all provided in the package. Loads of networking.
Yeah.
We probably do about 120 different networking events across the county.
One of the few organisations, they do a thing called the After Hours Club, which is one of my favourites, because I detest, with a vengeance, breakfast networking.
Because
I hate getting up early.
You're not a morning person, though.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person at all. So I always go to the After Hours Clubs because I can manage that.
You don't really thaw out till about... now.
No, I get up and go to the After Hours Clubs.
Yeah.
They're really popular and they're very well attended. I mean, 40, 50 people that are hit, and of course, you know, it's free to attend for the first few times, so you get a chance to try it out and sample, and then obviously...
I don't think I'm really a morning or an evening person.
Well, how about lunch? We do lunches as
well. Yeah, I'm a definite lunch.
We try and cater for everybody.
I am a lunch girl, that would suit me.
We do lunches, we do breakfast. Golf day on Wednesday, Tudor Park Hotel, Marriott. That's
part of your family, is that?
Yeah, named after you.
I didn't know he had his own golf club.
I know. Yeah.
Have you seen my properties as well?
All over the place,
Black and white.
Those ones with the windows.
That's the ones. There you go. So membership, lots to do on that. And obviously we're always making sure that we're trying to help businesses access the various grants and support schemes that might be available. But also on the, as I mentioned, the international trade. You know, we work very closely with UKTI. Yeah. There's some new people now on the turf who we're working with and trying to help them connect up to chambers abroad, of course, because we've got a huge network globally as well.
What does UKTI stand for?
UK Trade and Investment.
Yeah.
Love that.
I have had a few dealings with them, and they are superb. Really do have some fabulous, fabulous information and support. They are very interesting people, UKTI.
Yeah, very well connected. And of course, if you find that you want to entertain your client on the ambassador's lawn in Shanghai or whatever, then they're the people to talk to. They can fly
We'd like that, wouldn't we, Laura? We want to go to Shanghai. Ambassador.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is actually on the website, there is a trade mission to Mumbai, which the British Chambers are doing in conjunction with Virgin Atlantic.
Right.
So Virgin, and there's a little competition which you can sort of fill in a few forms. Again, it's on the Chamber website. Go onto the international pages and you can download the form and see if you get lucky. Mm. And that's a fully funded trip over to Mumbai. So those are the sort of things we try and make sure people are connected to. We met recently with a guy called Conrad, who's really, really interesting. He comes from the British Polish Chamber of Commerce.
He sounds Polish. Conrad.
You can tell, yeah. I can't pronounce or spell his surname, but he was a really, really nice
guy. I bet
he
likes an open sandwich, don't you?
They come over, they're based in Warsaw, and basically they run like a welcoming committee. So if you want to trade abroad and you think, well, I think Warsaw has got a good market for me, which incidentally, would you know, cider is huge
Is it?
British cider is really, really popular in Warsaw, in Poland.
I wonder why.
I have no idea, but you know, again, the information we got back from the British Polish Chamber was that when you look at the market for cider, and this was an example they were providing in terms of the stats they can offer, actually cider was really, really popular, but the market share that was taken up by UK companies was really, really small. Mm. So you think, hang on a second, there's a great opportunity here. Mm. You know, we've got some fantastic cider growers, of course, in Kent. Mm. So we're trying to sort of get in touch with some of the businesses in Kent, and we're going to see if we can try and arrange a
visit. So we've got Duddeston, haven't we, and Three Tons.
Loads.
I've had sipped many a cider with them.
So Paul tells me, yes.
But you do, everything he says is, you know, embellished.
Oh, is that right?
You do know that cider is very, very good if for diabetics and low blood sugar. You know, to keep it, it's very good for a diabetic to drink rather than wine or beer.
Does this mean we've solved the health problems of the nation?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
I tell you what, Tudor, it's amazing what Jill thinks has health properties and what doesn't. Yeah, she considers anything with any modicum of alcohol in it a medicine.
I see. Yeah. This is probably on that sort of pickling theory.
Yeah, exactly.
I find it perks me up.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Hey, listen, we could talk about this all day.
Oh my goodness, yeah, loads and stuff out there.
But sadly, we're running out of time. We will have you back on again in the not too distant future to talk some more about the Chamber of Commerce. For the moment, Tudor Price of Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you, and we are really looking forward to next week's B2B event at the Ashford International Hotel, where we will be broadcasting the Business Bunker Show live. So do get down there, do visit all the standholders there, but come and say hi on the Business Bunker Show.
Oh, yes.
And you could get an interview. You could get more than a big up or a shout out on the radio. You could go live
and be part of our 21,000 reach.
Absolutely.
On Twitter. I'm just going to read the Kent Invicta again. It's www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk. Go on there, as Tudor suggested, and find out about how Laura and I can go to Mumbai.
Fabulous. We've got loads and loads and hundreds of tweets, so I'm going to read a few of them by flashing through them quickly. Who Cares Wins Radio. Hello, Pauls and Jules. Fab show as always. Spreading the word for Channel Radio while I'm sitting here updating the Cares Wins website. So thank you for that. You can follow Who Cares Wins Radio on the Twitter handle Cares Wins. Do give them a follow. They are lovely. I've had a tweet from Peter Lamb of Lamb's Larder, but I don't know what it says.
Why?
It just says vanilla web and then a link.
Oh, no, I hate that.
Yeah, so I know it's not spam because I follow
Peter. No, it's Lamb, you've just said.
Ha, 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 very funny. I follow Peter and he follows me, so I think it might be a link about something important. So what I'll do, Peter, is I will find out what the link says and I will post it on the Kent Business Radio website. But if you want to find out more about it, do follow Peter at Lamb's Larder on the web.
Do you remember when people used to have fried spam fritters? Mm-hmm. Not very nice. We've had a tweet from AK Pet Services, the lovely Adrian. He's a member, he says, of Kent Invicta Chamber, and he says it's been great support. So he says hello to you.
I was a member before it existed.
Really?
I was an original member of the...
Started your own little tufty club.
I was a member of the original Maidstone Chamber of Commerce, which became the Kent Chamber of Commerce, which then became the Invicta Chamber of Commerce, and I've been a member since Noah was launching his boat.
But weren't you a member of the Tufty Club as well?
I was also a member of the Tufty Club, and I had a full Milky Bar Kid uniform.
Mm. How is your member?
We've had a tweet from Louise Henley, the lovely Louise, who is the chair of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and she says, the usual fun banter today from Paul and Jules and Monk and Son, making my lunch hour pass with laughs.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Thank
I hope
you for
she
that,
doesn't
Louise.
Choke on her spam fritter.
The lovely Brent.
Oh, hello.
At Eke Media. Afternoon. Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin and the gang on Business Bunker. We're listening in. It's a great show. Thank you very much. So thank you, Brent, and the chaps over there at the old Printworks at Eke Media over in Otford.
And we've had a new listener. I'm just showing you the picture, Paul Andrews. Look, it's a lovely little baby listening.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and whose baby is that?
I don't know who's had a baby during the show. I'm just going to find out. I think it might be Be Fast Friends' baby.
I think that one's been around for a while, surely.
It's out of the first baby grows, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh,
the next stage. Orla, 5 months.
Oh, wow. Yes. Hello, Orla.
Orla.
Stuart Carpenter is saying, Vanilla Web is on form today. Could he actually be successful in finally silencing Jules Serkin on the Business Bunker radio show? Quite possibly, yeah. Stuart. Quite Possibly.
I think I started off very slowly, but I will get my aim back. Don't worry. Networking opportunities and workshops that are coming up for the Kent Invicta Chamber over the next few months. You can do the full English at 8 to 9.30. And the next one will be Thursday the 10th of July. Is that gone?
No.
What date are we? Oh, yeah.
No, it's the first today.
Yeah.
Thursday, I don't know where I am. Thursday the 10th of
July. Kel surprise.
Ramada Encore. Chatham. Do they put that?
Chatham.
Yeah, but do they put Encore and then they put Chatham? So do they do
it? Does that mean you have to do it four times?
Yeah, Chatham. Encore.
So good they named it twice.
I know. And then there's Paul's own favourite, which is at the Brands Hatch, Thistle, Dartford, Friday the 1st of August. You know why it's your favourite.
Are my girls there?
Possibly.
Okay.
I have a bit of a thing with the Thistle, though, because I went to a do at the Thistle, and because I'm gluten-free, they served me, there was a lovely baguette.
Dandelions? No, stinging nettles? Thistles?
I get where you're going. They gave the starter, and I said, I'm gluten-free. I said, just take off the baguette, and I'll have the veg, and I'll have the meat. And she went and talked to chef, and she said, you can have melon. And I said, well, I'd like the veg and the meat. And she said... Okay, and she went back and talked to chef, and she brought me melon. So I don't get that at all.
Oh, well.
And she wouldn't listen. Anyway. So I found them a bit prickly.
very funny. Anyway, F Keys, the lovely Alex Waterton, has tweeted, we are listening in Canterbury at the MS Office Training Centre, along with ADM Computing, the IT support people. So thank you to all you guys for listening in to the Business Bunker show.
There's the Canterbury Tweet Up, which is free, and it's manana, Wednesday the 2nd of July, and it's at the Miller's Arms in Canterbury. And all details, as I said before, www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Cool.
Did you read Adrian from AK Pet Services?
I did.
That was the one you read, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you know the percentage of transactions paid for in cash has fallen by 10%?
I didn't.
Over the last 5 years to 53%. Mm. Okay. So according to the British Retail Consortium Retail Payments Survey, the use of cash fell in value by 14% and the average value of a transaction was £9.47. Debit cards were used for 32% of all transactions with an average value per transaction of £27.58. That's interesting because...
you read it so sweetly.
Yeah, but 5 years ago... We passed they crossed over in the use of credit and debit cards versus checks.
Yeah.
And now more credit cards and debit cards are used than paper-based checks. The same is happening to cash. And as some of you may know, I'm on the regional board and panel of the Bank of England. And just recently at the last meeting, we were looking at the new cash that they're producing, which is plastic. They're producing plastic notes.
Cash.
Plastic notes, money.
So they'll be launderable.
They are indeed. They do go nicely through a washing machine.
With an eco egg.
But it's interesting that we're fast running out of the use of cash at all. And checks were supposed to be switched off some time ago, but the government stopped that.
Well,
I think you've got
to think of the elderly still,
yeah, exactly.
haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. There's still people.
Certainly with retail, when you look at things like the contactless cards, for example, I mean, where certain transactions, you know, under a certain value are just easily done. That makes it a lot easier, and I think that's going to just drive people, because it's carrying loose change around in your pockets these days.
It's going to be a thing in the past.
And ladies don't have pockets.
And talking about fields of life in Africa earlier, one of my big things about Africa is it's such a contrastful continent because you have abject poverty, but they are actually incredibly leading edge as well. Mm. As a continent, Africa has just short of 1 billion population, but they have 750 million mobile phones in operation.
Yeah.
And 35% of GDP is sub-Saharan African GDP is actually transmitted via a mobile phone app called M-Pesa. Mm. So, you know, you've got these contrasts of things happening.
But then also, when you think about it, of course, you know, had we had mobile phones back then when the GPO were laying the cables, we probably would have thought, well, why dig holes in the ground?
Exactly.
Let's go straight to mobile phones.
They've leapfrogged the technology.
There's not always going to be that same sort of process of evolution. It's going to be sort of leaping ahead, taking advantage of other bits and pieces.
Absolutely. And that's one of my big soapbox things about people agitating for more fibre optic.
Eco-egg.
No.
On your
soapbox. Seriously, because we're running out of time. A lot of people, you know, broadband's seriously important. It's far more important than HS2, in my opinion. And we ought to be investing in broadband. But a lot of people are agitating for old-style broadband. What I think we ought to be doing is getting 4G and 5G in operation across the entire United Kingdom. At the moment...
There are still huge pockets.
Yeah, thank you to a certain company beginning with V... I can't even get 2G when I live in a southeastern town in the southeast of one of the most wealthy countries in the world, and that's outrageous.
The wireless, wireless is brilliant. The chamber runs off that because we're in the middle of a field and we've had a mast up for years, and that's the way we get all of our
absolutely.
All
of our Chris Pollard will be able to help with things like that, I would think, doesn't he?
Absolutely. HMRC have published new guidance for the way in which agency workers, including those who are self-employed, should be taxed when supplied through agencies. Under changes that came into effect in April 2014, most agency workers supplied by agencies will need to be treated as employees for tax purposes unless their work is not subject to supervision, direction or control by the firm that hires them or someone else. The rules apply where there is a contact between an agency and a firm for the provision of services by an agency worker and the agency worker provides the services personally. Well, that's as clear as mud, isn't it? Yes. That's as clear as mud wrestling
mud
and monk
on
Whitstable Beach. I happen to know, though, that the lovely and her name's just gone straight out of my mind, but Coffee Clatch on the Twitter, she does workshops on this very, very thing. So if you follow Coffee Clatch with a K for coffee and K for clatch, C-L-A-T-C-H, you can find out more about that kind of thing there.
It's probably also worth remembering, of course, auto-enrolment is going to come into play. And if you end up having agency workers that are employees, then, of course, you need to make sure you're up to speed. So, yeah, one to look out for, definitely.
Absolutely. And also, just another regulation coming in. I love it when politicians tell you they're going to have a bonfire of regulations. Yesterday, your workers earn the right to ask for flexible working.
Right, okay.
That came into force. There are lots and lots of things on that, but they now have the right to ask. It's not mandatory that you have to provide it, but they have the right to ask. We do have a whole blog up about that and some of the issues around that on the Kent Business Radio website, so do take a look at that. It's Flexible Working blog, and that became a right for your employees as of yesterday.
There's some very good blogs on there. Mm. And talking of Africa, as we were, if you want to follow some of the African countries that are emerging and the next frontier funds, follow at Frontier Funds, who's just written a book about them, and travel with Mark Mobius, who's the daddy of...
Okay.
What is he, the daddy of...
daddy of something.
You know, fund manager.
No, but you throw me there talking about daddies, because I've just seen a bit of a dodgy tweet on here.
Really?
That's aimed at Laura.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And it's from somebody called the Barrister Broker.
Oh.
And I think he may be getting a bit broody about young Orla photograph.
I don't think so.
Okay.
We can safely say that. We have cats.
Military convoys are taking to the streets of Hythe and Seabrook this July. This is the 16th of July that the convoys will set off from the racecourse at 7 p.m. each evening. And on Wednesday the 16th of July, there's Monty's Pride, which is a World War II British and Commonwealth wheeled vehicle. On Thursday the 17th, you've got Danat's Convoy, which is post-war vehicles. And on Friday the 18th, you've got Patton's Parade, which is the American World War II vehicle. And then on Saturday the 19th, you've got REO Thunder, REOs and Vietnam.
Didn't they used to be
era.
A band? REO Speedwagon.
Yes. Vietnam era vehicles. Now, if you want to know more about this, please go to www.thewarandpeacerevival.co.uk.
Cool. Well, we've just about run out of time. We've had a tweet from Gullens Employment in Maidstone. That will be the lovely Amanda Finn, who says, now that flexible working is open to all employees, have your employer listeners updated their policies? If you want any help with that, do contact Gullens Employment in Maidstone, and you can follow them on the Twitter, Gullens_HR_law. So there is a lot of information out about that. Read our blog, talk to Amanda at Gullens.
And I wanted to ask the lovely Laura, how do the people get hold of your Edenbridge directory?
They can go onto the website, which is www.edenbridgedirectory.co.uk, and there they can sort of look at one of those nice sort of online flick-through versions of the directory.
Fabulous.
And in line with that, we've had a tweet from Rachel and Mike at Catapult Sales, who have said they've put the date in their diary for the Edenbridge business event.
They know what's good for them.
Yeah, they do indeed. We've got 47 more tweets, and I've got no time to read them, so I'm sorry if we didn't get round to your tweet. We will do it next week. We've got dozens of emails we haven't read as well. But you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin, and our fabulous guest, Mr. Rob Delmando James of iDrive, who called in from Barcelona, the lovely Laura Burton Lawrence. Is that the right way around?
That's the right way around, wow. Yes.
of Laura Burton Lawrence Marketing.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
And the equally fabulous Mr. Tudor Price of the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
We'll see you next week.
We'll be back next week live from the B2B Kent event at the Ashford International Hotel. Mm. Coming up on Channel Radio for the rest of today, at 3 o'clock we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. At 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite with the stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery. At 7 o'clock, Phil and Jonathan down the pub with the boys, talking beer, booze, bands and birds and balls. Got to get them all in, so you can guess what that's about.
Eco balls.
We'll be talking about football, I think, a bit later.
Gordon Banks.
Down the pub. And then at 9 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews with the fabulous 19 tracks of new, unsigned, new, up-and-coming music on the New Potatoes Show. I've been Paul Andrews. She's been Jill Serkin. Thank you so much for listening to us on the Business Bunker Show. And we will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.